guys, hi Spillers, welcome to another episode of Sisterly
Spill. Hi Marcy, how are you?
Hi Josie. How are you? How was the weekend?
I'm great.
Tunenda weekendi?
Imagine tumetoka moja tunaingia kwengine, but either way we want to just know how our fans are, how our listeners are. We are doing great. We're in this studio ready to give you some juicy, juicy conversation.
Oh my God. Today's topic is very interesting. It's sexual compatibility.
I know when you hear that topic, you just want to listen.
Like, who doesn't want to listen about something about sex?
Oh my God. Wow.
It's an everyday activity in adulting. I don't think you can survive in this adulting life.
It's not an everyday activity.
I'm exaggerating.
Hey Josie, ni kitu gani yo kijana na kufanyisha?
Kazi wengine tu wenye wako kwa relationship, we have a different language. So it's an everyday activity. That's how we work out. You wonder how I maintain my figure? Guys, that's one way.
Wacha niombe. Don't be pressured with this. Young people.
Let me guess, you're the type of celibacy is a very important bit of your life. As a woman, you should maintain your purity. Kai wasemsi amini masi. Masi ni juzi juzi tu.
Hey, sasa ni nini? Utaanza kusema sijani na nimekuwa nikiambia watu I'm celibate. Watafikiria I'm not serious.
You know, but Ash has been very, very serious. She's been a good girl, but her experiences in the past have been a hot topic.
But let's talk about sexual compatibility. How do you know you're compatible with somebody sexually?
You have to jump in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sister, how do you usually know you're compatible with your partner sexually? Ukimwona unasema,
this one tutadishiana vibaya sana.
Barua.
But no, I wish sexual compatibility could be determined by just looking at someone. But unfortunately, you have to actually test the waters for you to know. That's the problem. Because I don't think there is like a questionnaire where you can both answer and be like, we're compatible sexually. Mm. You know, you have to just get right into it. Mnaingia, first date, boom.
Hey! Mia chane wambie, guys. Josie, we unapeana the first day. Tu simone hivi, msimone social media.
Oh,
she's giving
goodness.
Out.
No, I'm not giving out on the first date. I promise, but I've done it.
You've done it before.
I've never done it.
Oh,
come on, Marcy. That's a lie.
I've never.
Really?
Mungu
anakuona.
Acha niwaambie, mimi ni ule wa, take me on a second date. Hata si date, tujuane kidogo. Josie, ni
wait, you want to tell me you've never had a one night stand?
I've never.
You're serious?
Mm-mm.
Masi, how old are you?
I'm very pure. You know, kuna mtu aliniambia jana, atasikiza, alisema Josie ndo anakuharibu.
Serious? Aki guys, I'm an innocent girl. Come on. I'm very innocent. Ni vile nimeangukia very unfortunate circumstances, but I'm a very good girl.
You had a one night stand?
I did, but it wasn't planned for. Let me tell you, it wasn't even a one night stand when I got into it. I just named it one night stand because it didn't go the way I wanted
Let
it to go.
Let me tell you, you know, this girl has been unfortunate. And we thank God for Eric.
Oh, Eric, baby, wherever you are.
But yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, one night stand. I'll have one night stand a gay.
Who says I'm gay?
Yeah? No, I didn't even know that guy was gay, by the way. I came to find out later that he was gay.
See?
I felt so
See?
Disgusted. See? The thing is, we were not even sexually compatible. Let's start even there on today's topic. I like this guy. Let me tell you guys, looks can be they can be very deceiving. This guy is chocolate eye candy. He was delicious to look at, and he looked like he had all the finer things in life. I was so convinced that our sexual experience would be amazing.
Akasema.
Oh heavenly father,
what happened?
Let me tell you, he just called me one time. We had known each other 2 weeks. He called me this one evening telling me that he wanted me to just go see him. Mimi, I was deep in my singlehood. I was in the trenches of trying to figure out what I wanted and what I liked in a man. So I was like, you know what, girl? Just go. And mind you, it was a weekday. I remember tulikuwa tunafanya, it was Wednesday actually. So he called me and he was like, come over, I can get you wine and nini. Eh, msichana wenyewe, wah, perfume bag. Yeah, sleepover. Unajua tukitoa tule tu bags, mademo tunabeba tukienda sleepover. Unaweka kitu hapo.
Kenya wakuona.
I was so prepared and ready. My mom, that time I was still living with my parents. My mom... My mom at least took a Uber kwa gate. You know, my mom called the police thinking that this was a thief or somebody who was just alikuwa nakuja kuzurura hapo ndio askan. So she saw me walking out of the house in a bag. Ilikuwa saa 4 usiku. Nikaingia hiyo Uber na nikaenda. My mom alinipigia kaniambia, "Wewe unajua nimepigia polisi nikidhani ni mwizi amekuja hapa. Saa 4 usiku umeenda wapi?" Niko like, "Mom, nimeenda bash na mabeshte wangu wamenikuja na gari, ndio maana nimetoka."
Kumbe kamaenda kunyanduliwa. Ana wanyandusa.
Let me tell you, I was just going, me, I knew, I was going to take some wine, have some good deep conversations with this guy. I wasn't even prepared like at it was going to be a sexual experience, really. I mean, I hoped, but,
how is it okay kwako usiku, mvulana amekuita and you think you're going to perambulate and do what?
Let me tell you, I was that naive. Josie. I really thought the guy really liked me and just wanted to get to know me. Eh, he did want to get to know me, but not that kind of knowing. He wanted the other sex? One. Oh, honestly, guys, it was the worst I've ever had. I'm not even saying this to diss the person. I am not even going to mention the person because I do still respect them. But I it was honestly...
I know you. It I was know honestly you. So avoid me.
But it was the worst because I remember, first of all, his foreplay was really bad. He doesn't really know how to kiss. So I felt like his teeth were digging into my tongue and into my lips. So the foreplay, first of all, was really bad. So yeah. But it was really bad. It was so uncomfortable because I remember it just started off with just simple kissing and all that stuff. And then when you got right into bed, it's like he was just like ready to just get in and that is it.
So really what happened?
It was bad. We were not compatible. Like I was trying to do something and he's doing something else. And then
so when after... those are the people you try to get on top, then wanakurudisha chini.
Exactly. Nah. Evil. Alafu kenye wanafanya, ata it's not even... What do we say? Is it enticing?
Is it the guy you told me Ali come without even penetrating alikuja kwa mapaja?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, kweli wavulana huku
nje. I do not know these things you see in movies, but they are not lies. Those things are real. A guy can literally come and he hasn't even done anything. He has not given you any strokes, nothing. And he will just be like, "Oh, baby, that was great. That was nice. I enjoyed it." Damn, ako high and dry. Nothing. But I remember it lasted only, I think, 2 minutes ikienda sana.
So we don't have the capacity.
Because it wasn't long. And I remember it was just uncomfortable because at the end of the day, I think after 1 minute, when to get right into it, I started getting bored and I got turned off. So it was no longer a sexual experience. It became like, nikama tunacheza tu kama watoto. I can't even explain it.
Like, let me touch your kidogo.
You know.
Your teeth.
But yeah.
let me touch your no-nos.
But I remember the first hint for me that we were sexually incompatible was the foreplay. That foreplay was work, and that's how I knew that the sex would probably be even worse.
But did you have a communication with the guy before having sex? You know, unakuaga na those communication. Oh,
yeah.
I want to come and kiss you, whatever. Did you have that?
No, we never even... The sexting bit that usually like arouses you before you get right into it, right? Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not. That's what I'm telling you. It was actually something that I knew for sure. This was a one-time thing. Nilikuwa najua nikitoka hapo ni hivyo.
Ama alikuwa na dema, alikuwa anaogopa atashikwa.
Maybe alikuwa anasikia guilty hadi akasema, you know, because afterwards, I remember when I told you this story, that later on we come and find out. Akienda. Yeah, because now it became like a whole fucking story of how this guy is now gay.
Why are you gay?
I don't even know. I remember, actually, this is something Mercy had discovered. And then she's the one who came and
No, let me tell you. There's this guy who was talking about him.
Yeah.
And I was like, which guy? Then he described and said the name. I was like, Josie's guy. But I didn't tell him that. So he was like, this guy na bebwaga kwa magari na somebody that I know who is a man.
Yeah.
And he's gay because he endeshas the gari ya huyu mtu specific. Yes. I was like,
Masi could no way to get me that.
I didn't nilim text nikamambi I have tea when that guy was continuing the conversation. Me, I was like, Josie, I have tea.
Yeah.
So you slept with a gay guy.
You are gay.
How does it feel?
I felt so disgusted. I couldn't get that out of my mind. Can you imagine Sasa Yeye and Odim? No.
What did you do?
No. I saw these are the punishments you get for
fornicating in your youth.
Don't say fornicating.
Nyinyi wote mmefornicate, mjue kuna kitu mahali ya ujue nyota find out. Utakuja kujua bas boss, hapa ndio mimi nimeshikwa.
Yeah, but sasa that is how you knew.
Yeah, I knew.
There was no compatibility.
And I think I immediately stopped liking him. Because I remember I did have a liking for him, but mm-hmm. I remember after you told me that, I got so disgusted to a point that I couldn't even trace what feelings I had for him. But that's how it was for me. Anywho, enough about my experience with that with that gender.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? How would you say you would describe sexual compatibility, and how do you know that you're sexually compatible with someone?
I think for me it's communication.
Yeah.
Mimi kuna watu who likes very exotic things that when akikuja kukuambia anasema, "Oh, sexting." When I tell you guys me I'm bad at sexting.
She is. Believe her. She is. I literally had to take her to a course, a short course.
No, you remember, how this works. You remember the guy who is the Mzungu guy who's texting me?
Yes.
I'm like, Josie. And that so Mimi, I'm so laughing. Good. Mimi, don't text me and you expect I will arouse you, because me, I will laugh. Because how dare you tell me, oh, touch yourself.
How fast do we have this?
Ancestors were ushago kwetu Bungoma watamka.
You know, Masi, the guy is thinking that she's actually doing exactly what he's telling her, but the girl is laughing her ass off. She's just there laughing and telling the guy that, oh yeah, I'm doing it. But she's just laughing. And then
I'm so sorry. I know you're going to listen to this, but I'm so sorry. I'm very bad.
She's really bad at it. And it's funny because most of the guys you are with, or rather who want you, always want sexting.
Oh!
Right?
Because they always want, by the way,
they call you at 6 a.m. wanting to get off that car, you know, release that car tension.
Me, and I don't want to. They come on a skiza. Leave me.
I was zani na yon maneno. You could yapa to find the actual thing.
Me, ni metoka ushago.
Masi, oh my goodness.
But I feel like communication is big for me.
Yeah.
That is one thing about compatibility.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about, of course, kuna yo sexting, I think sexting comes with somebody that I like.
Yeah, it comes naturally.
And
yeah.
I will do it with somebody that I like. But mtu akianza kuniambia exotic things that, oh, sijui.
And it's not someone you're exactly sexually attracted to.
White people
have some freaky ass shit. Yeah?
No.
They're into some freaky things.
How are you wanafanyaga nini?
Oh, my God.
But you were turned on.
Continue.
I was. I remember this time tulikuwa na masi kwa bag. And then this white mzungu guy, alikuwa na mtext akimwambia all sorts of freaky inside the sheets kind of things. And she was laughing and smiling. But when she gave it to me, I was like, ooh.
Until, guys, what you know me, eh? I gave Josie.
Kulikuwa na jot of one.
And I think she was stunned.
I was stunned because those were so intense. Tuko kwa cab.
It was so intense. I could see it in her eyes. Guess who called after your intense imendelea, because she had not finished.
Nilikuwa kwa climax. Nilikuwa ku reach the climax.
My dad called.
Ushaisikia, your energy may switch from 100 to 0 in an instant. Because I saw your dad call Nikisoma Nikolaki. No. All my thoughts were just changed instantly. But that man came to my rescue, because whatever I was reading was satanic. That is evil. Straight from hell. How do you make someone feel so like single. That with words?
She was so single.
And I was horny. Because I remember so it had horny. Been a long, long time.
Yeah, so you were just like, So just and I continue. I'm like, Josephine.
I was like, I respond to words. I'm a writer. So words really turn me on, especially when you use them so nicely. So you remember, this is a Mzungu guy. So definitely his words are so, so nice. That he's very articulate. He's very specific and descriptive.
I should go turned on. By my text.
Your dad saved me. Abarikiwe kwenye yako, because no, that was wrong. Niko kwa matatu nasikia joto ni kama kuna hita.
Saizi maisha yangu. I
and I was what do you mean? But Mercy's just looking at the phone. It's as if she's just reading like a note or something. Like when I'm attracted
to you, when I'm attracted to you, I'll get turned on.
Yeah.
But when I'm not sexually, nitakuangalia niseme yo we.
Bro, now waste your time.
But communication also comes in. For example, now if somebody says I want this, I like this, evil, nitajua kama ina align na mimi. If somebody comes and says, oh, me can't fanya hizo doggy style or 69 whatever sijui nini, nita umwa na mgongo. Nitajua nitajua kama ni
tita umwa na mgongo.
Nitajua kama huyo tuko compatible.
Sichana wabungoma.
No, no, I'm saying, for example, if somebody comes in and says, oh, join me, I can't do doggy style, or I can't do heavy, join me. I remember this guy, and he's a friend of mine, he was telling me, wasichana wa Nairobi wananionyesha. Irudishe Kakamega. He was telling me the other day, nikasema, what happened? Akasema, you know, I was having intimacy with this girl.
Yeah.
And then she was down. And akanirusha. Sasa akakuja on top. And then he was saying it was just like, oh. Wasichana wa Kikuyu wanaonyesha ndugu yangu majabu.
He's being flipped from left, right, center, everywhere.
He doesn't like
it. He doesn't like it. He just likes the old-fashioned kind of.
Anasema anachoka.
Before tafike anywhere.
Mgongo imeisha, tumbo imeisha.
But I'm telling you, by the way, once you actually make this a conversation, you realize how much this whole experience is different for everybody.
It is very different.
And everybody comes with different styles because there's so the other styles unakwanga like, by the sasata yu ilitoa api because hii ni kushua ta iku mahali kwa pon. So I don't know that you created this for yourself. Let's not even go to the half of BDSM. Eh! Mercy Simiyu has that experience.
Mi nawambia, muniletee mvulana kutoka huko Bungoma ni muoe, anioe, because this man wa Nairobi, they are showing me things.
Mtu anakuja na toys anakuambia mi napenda ukifanya hivi na hivi na hivi. What do you mean? As a man, first of all, as a man to tell a woman to use a toy on you, that is next level. That woman has to first sit down and think about what she's about to do.
Especially if it's an African woman.
Yes.
Where we've just been, our men are built different rather than, because this guy was also from, hey, mina to foreign guy.
Siniona pendangao. And they usually come with a whole different
package.
By
the alikuja, alikuja na inaitwaje, a whole package.
Full of toys.
Yeah. BDSM.
Yeah. Yani watu. Normal sex doesn't please you
Let
anymore.
Let me tell you. Nilikuja nikauliza Josephine before heading there. Do you like BDSM? Ni mimi tu.
I remember how you approached me with that question.
Like, Josie was like, huyo ni nani? I even remember my friend Maimuna.
Yeah.
I told her afterwards and she was like, Mercy, what have you become?
Who's changing you? What is happening?
I met a guy with toys.
Yeah.
Like when we were having that intimate moment sex. Gosh, hakuniambia. Hakuniambia. So the thing is, hakuniambia like, So this is what we are going to do. This is, he literally, there's like a sex toy, like a round sex toy for men. Mi nilijua hiyo siku by the way. Usidate wazungu kama hauko ready. These people have weird shit.
There's a lot.
There's a sex toy for men.
Yeah.
It's like a round, it's like a ring.
Yeah.
So what he did, he put on his dick. So mi nasema nasikia. Nikasema ni mimi nasikia ma I'm getting confused.
Wait, this whole time you're in the dark. Like in the dark, you guys are just having sex in the dark.
Yes.
So you just sit on him and you're feeling it.
I did. First, he was on top of me. Then I was planning. But ninasikia kitu. Kitu ina vibrate. I'm like, kuna radio mahali. But I'm feeling it in my VJ. Am I supposed to feel this one or feel this one? So I'm just...
Your coochie is confused.
It's so confused. Like, nini leo metulestia? Because...
I just want to know what happened next. Because this is juicy.
wapendwa. It was so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And nobody prepares you, but it's so overwhelming. I was like, Ngoja, pause.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have to Google. I need to know.
What is happening?
What is happening? So yeah. I'm like, what is happening? And he's telling me it's a set. I'm like, yeah.
And he never told you this before, that he wanted to use this. It's something you just felt while you were doing
it. I felt it. I just felt
Are
it.
You serious?
I think he had had a conversation with me.
Yeah.
Like, I never used them.
Mm.
And he's like, are you open to? Mm. I said, yeah, I'm open to, but... See, lazima unyambie.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell me. So, me nilisikia tu. Nastuka na anakaribu anipe heart attack.
Like, what's happening down there? This is unusual. Damn. So you just stopped him right in the middle of this experience.
Yeah.
This is making you uncomfortable, or what, like, exactly was it?
It was really uncomfortable for me because I'm not used to it.
Ah, you get? Yeah.
And also, it's not a bad thing. It's a nice thing, but I had to adjust. Kwa kiliangu, I overthink.
Yeah.
He kept inenda kuniletea. Is he going to cause?
Question is, did you try it again? Tell us, did you try it again?
Na hiyo ni kunijua sana.
We want to know, is there someone else who maybe brought this along the way? Maybe kuna mtu mwingine ulisema, you know what, let's try this. Because chances are, the next man now that you're going to be with, you're probably going to be like, babe, can we just experience this?
I told my ex and he was like, yo.
Hizo vitu za wazungu utaziacha zika.
Hizo ni nini unafanya?
Who have you been having sex with?
I know. But communication is key. Also, yeah. You know the compatibility. Because sasa yeye akisema alikuwa anapenda BDSM.
Mm.
He likes a submissive woman. And for him, submissive means you're going to walk around kama ka puppy.
Yeah, you've seen whatever he tells you, to do in bed, you're gonna do it.
So that is when I knew me and him sexually compatibility. No,
ziko different.
Ziko uko Kilimanjaro na Mount
Elgon. Elgon. I know,
because I feel like communication and also it's very big.
You know, the part that you've mentioned about communication is something that has made me even think of talking and openly addressing sexual fantasies. Because now what you've mentioned about him is his sexual fantasy. He wants to experience BDSM with his woman. And you don't necessarily want that. You might be open to the idea in one way or another, but you don't necessarily want that. So do you believe we should have these conversations before getting right into bed?
Yeah, we should. Absolutely.
Sexual preferences.
Yeah, if you have a fantasy, and I think that was his fantasy.
Yeah.
But I cook a vizuri na mimi. So I am not.
But what do you do when you're in the middle of it? Do you just stop it?
I stopped him. Nilimwambia ngoja bro. Kidogo kwanza.
You can't continue.
I know it is wrong. Is it wrong?
No, it's not wrong. Because honestly, there's no point.
Is it wrong to stop a man during the act?
Oh, I wish we had a man here we could ask. But I guess we'll bring this up around. Won't we? We'll have to bring this up around again, right?
I know, yes. But yeah, I stopped him, but I talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did he understand? It was a turn off for him.
It wasn't actually a turn off because I communicated and he knows me very well.
Yeah.
Not to tunafanya nini hizi kweli. Sasa, for example, yo kitu inge katika. It's like power. It's using power, babes.
Iku shock.
Inge mni shock.
I saw the things we do. Parents should never know of these things because this is not okay. You've experienced far more than they ever did in their youth. What are you doing, girl?
Ingeni shock. Ningedu. What if it could have cut off his whatever?
Dick, yeah.
Yeah, because that's true. To think.
Yeah.
I don't think a Kenyan man will use that because now we overthink. See, he will say, naiki kata, my thing, you know.
I love it's supposed to be a natural experience. Mono nongeza vitu wata mungu hakuweka ati inafakuwa part of this kanini, this kanini.
Nilimuliza, sasa, what is this supposed to do?
Yeah.
Nakanimbe, it's supposed to give me pleasure.
you as a woman, not necessarily him.
Not him. Me as a woman, because he needs it to vibrate on me.
But no. Also, I'm getting what you're saying. Technically, it's supposed to be action on clit and then him, he's right inside you. But then when he's not telling you about these things, how are you supposed to even, he's supposed to give you pleasure? He just gets scared.
Unani confused. I need to focus. Mimi, now I was so confused. What is happening? Am I supposed to focus on him? Am I supposed to focus on this thing that is vibrating on me?
Yeah. Let me ask you, have you ever been with someone who you knew you were not compatible with after sex, but not necessarily this guy? Mwenye sasa wali BDSM, mwenye wacha tumweke kando. Mwingine mwenye, maybe it was a different experience minus the BDSM.
We don't choose people we like, eh?
Ukisikia kitu imeanza hivyo, ujue there's a story behind it.
Physically, we don't choose.
Yeah.
But where?
Sometimes our choices are very messed up.
Questionable.
Tell me about it. I know that for sure. Yeah.
But yes, I had that experience.
Yeah.
And I knew I was not. And for him, I'm not going to say bad things about him. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
An amazing guy. But I knew we were not compatible because his nini is very...
his what? His game.
Even game.
Oh, his dick was small.
Yes, you can have a small dick and your game is really
good. Yeah.
But it wasn't good. And he kept telling me, babe, imifika kwa tumbo. Is it kwa tumbo? And I was like, yes, baby. It has. Let's go. I wasn't feeling shit. The things I've suffered. I am not dating. Wait, I'm not having sex anymore. That's why.
This is somebody you dated for a while.
Mm-hmm,
and no. It was just a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you were just rubbing his ego.
Yeah, I was supposed to. What do I supposed to? Nimwambie, no. No. I'm just like, let me say that. Let me just
to get him through.
Yes. To get him through. Because me, I was like, eh.
Atas is geeky.
Ni. But he was like, baby, are you feeling it?
Huh? I'm your daddy. Oh, call my name.
Call my name, baby. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. Kutoka hapo nikasema, hiyo ni siku ya mwisho na kuona.
You know, there's a
time. You know, for me.
But I think every one of us has probably had such an experience.
You have, you.
Hey, I'll come look at this.
Mine was when a guy left a condom in my girl part. Because his dick was small, the condom was not fitting him. So, I guess throughout the thrusting, I think he left something.
Surely.
It was some time back, but I remember. It didn't even last that long. I don't know what it is. Guys always talk about lasting long, but guys, uku mnadanganya. By then, mnadanganya sana. Because he didn't last that long, but his game wasn't... I guess it was bad. When you mess him up too, like the guys who can have small dicks, but their game is good. Mm. His game was good. Foreplay was good. But I wasn't feeling a key thrust. He had to use certain force for me to feel him. Like, but I think that force left something inside. Because there was more workout than the actual thing. So yeah, he actually left it inside me, and I saw it. Thankfully, I saw it immediately, so I was able to handle it.
How did you see?
See, of course, when he pulled out, I was like, "Wait, where's whatever?" Socks iko wapi bwana? Socks.
Kulingana na mimi, sina maoni kabisa.
Then I was looking and I'm like, oh my goodness, he left it right here. I had to run to the bathroom. I took a shower for like 30 minutes.
A shower or pee?
Hey, I had to go get pee too, madam. I was not ready for any mistakes, any errors. Mm. I was like, you know, I showered for 30 minutes after that on the weekend. And actually, I told him, you know what? You just go get me pee too. Apa kwa kini. Thankfully, he's not one of those guys when you wanna go panga kwa na kuchukulia madame. And then I kachukua na kani later.
No, only.
Hey.
Ulito aje.
See, liko ina hang.
Hey!
I'm telling you, it wasn't big enough to be like all the way inside there.
Pictures in our. Hey! Bad.
It was like hanging this way, like, pui!
Pull it. You're like, oh.
Hey! The experiences we've had are so much crazy, and I know certainly many of us girls have experienced such things at least once somewhere.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I guess I was just in a whole other phase that time. So
yeah, I think we were in different phase. But you don't choose.
Yeah.
You don't choose. There anyway, other than that, No.
I guess for what we can say to conclude our episode for the day is that generally when you're trying to explore your sexual fantasies, you just need to be open with the person that you're dealing
with.
Yeah,
that is true. That is
you
true.
Need to communicate what you love, what you prefer. It's 2024. You have to express what you need and what is important to you so that someone can know whether they can give that to you or not. Because honestly, there's no point of being with someone if they're not satisfying you sexually. We've seen how that can affect your relationship in the long run. And many people end up cheating because maybe they're not getting what they wanted in the relationship, but they're getting it from someone else. So sexual compatibility, to me, I feel like it's very important for any relationship.
It is. You know how people say, akona pesa mingi, I'm just going to forget about that. You can't.
But let me tell you the truth. You just need to be honest with what you love.
Communicate.
Yeah, and life is too short. Explore your sexual fantasies.
Yeah, it's important.
Enjoy. I know ever since we were kids, Marcy, we've always been shown how sex is a taboo. You know, we were so restricted. You know, but when you grow up, you learn that this is just another human experience and you just need to learn how it works and learn how to pave that way.
And also, you can love missionary, but just make good use of missionary.
There's a lot you can do with missionary.
Go.
Our producer even mentioned a bit about that earlier. You know, you had told us something about missionary. But you can make missionary amazing. It depends with who you're doing it with and also how far you're willing to go to experience missionary. That's a whole other topic for
another
day. Circumstances. I am a victim of circumstances.
You know, nasema ati sex is an everyday thing.
It's an activity, but be careful. Have sex responsibly. Yes. Yeah. Above 18 years old, please. We do not want to.
And use protection, guys.
Kindly. There's a lot to worry about in terms of sicknesses. So please be careful out there. I know these experiences we talk about here sound like we were just
perambulating. No.
But no.
It was fun, but it made to funza mengi. Yeah. That's why we are here and we're talking about it. Now we know better. We need to communicate. We say we do not like BDSM. Wana kupiga kamshipi unasema woo
at its sweet pain.
Nini nakuja? Woo! Kazi yako tu ni kulia shwale.
Ta neighbors wanauliza kwani wanapigana?
Ati juna umejifanya unapenda. Don't pretend.
To please anyone, do not do that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but anyway, that's all we had for you guys. Yes. Anything else, Marcy?
Please share your experiences as well. I know this is going to be laughs and laughs, but we have had our share of that.
Yeah.
So please share with your family, friends, and follow us on
Instagram. Spotify. Yes. We are at Sisterly Spill Podcast. Yeah. We hope to catch you on our next episode. Hope you love this one. Do share with us your experiences. Do tell us what you think about our experiences. And do keep us updated on everything that you're doing in your sexual world.
Go.
We are open to anything, by the way.
We are open to that conversation. Other than that, bye.
Bye, guys.